Right, the Mabit Shita is there is Kedusha Shviyas Bepeirah Shalachim. And Nachamal, the Svara of the Mabit is we are Medame Shmita Lagamri, the Trumas and Maishris. Lagamri, that's simple. Mabit is actually simple. The same way, the Peirahs that grow in the Rishus of an Akim are Chayav in Trumas and Maishris as long as the Yisrael did Gemar Malacha. So who has in? The Peirahs that grow in a Rishus of an Akim do have Kedusha Shviyas, because a Goy is not Mafkia, the Peirahs, from Kedusha. So according to the Mabit, therefore, the Peirahs that grow Rishus Akim, even if the Yisrael does the Meruach, are not going to be Chayav in Trumas and Maishris, because those Peirahs are Peirahs Shviyas. This is the Shita of the Mabit. There is Kedusha Shviyas, the Peirahs Shalakim. The Shita of the Beis Yosef is there is no Kedusha Shviyas, the Peirah Shalakim. Okay, now we went through four reasons, but I just want to emphasize the halachic implication of this. Because there is no Kedusha Shviyas for Peirah Shalakim, the Peirahs do not have to be eaten the Kedusha Shviyas. Right, there is no Kedusha Shviyas. The Peirahs shall Akum. Now, what's the pshat? The kinyan of the Akum is not Mafkia. I'm sorry, the other way around. The kinyan of the Akum is Mafkia. Right, the other way. The kinyan of the Akum is Mafkia. Legabe Kedusha Shviyas. Now, according to the Beis Yosef, this creates a halachic conundrum, because the kinyan of the Akum is Mafkia Kedusha Shviyas, but we paskin, the kinyan of the Akim is not Mafkia, the Kedusha of Trumas and Maishras. So the Beis Yosef Taka says, Beferish, that if I buy Shemitah produce from a Goy, which does not have Kedusha Shviyas, and I did Gemar Malacha, I am Mechuyev to be mafresh, trumas and maestros. Because even though the guy's kinyan is mafkiya kedusha shviyas, the guy's kinyan, we still paskin like the Rambam, is not mafkiya the chiyav of trumas and maestros. So according to the Beis Yosef, and the minhag Yerushalayim is to paskin like the Beis Yosef, it is entirely possible that peirahs that grew during shviyas might be chayav in trumas and maestros if there was gemar malach. Now, it's extremely uncommon to ever have a case of peirahs of a goy or tefuah of a goy that a Yisrael did gemar malach. The reason it's uncommon is because typically we don't buy produce before there was gemar malach. I mean, let's take fruit. What is the gemar malach for fruit? The gemar malach for fruit is nothing more than harvesting it and filling up baskets. If by the time the fruit comes to the Arab store in the basket, the Arab not only grew it, the Arab, as it were, did Gemar Malacha. So most of the time, if you go like the Beis Yosef, practically there will be no Chiyav of Trumas and Maisus, not only during Shemitah, but even otherwise. But theoretically, if you bought Peirahs Nachri before Gemar Malacha, so according to the Mabit, because it has Kedushas Shviyas, it is Patra Mitrumas and Maishras. According to the Beis Yosef, if it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, because the Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia, the Goy's Kinyan is not Mafkia, Trumas and Maishras, and you're going to be Chayav. And indeed, that was technically the issue. It's interesting, for whatever reason, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, what got the Beis Yosef very angry when he threatened to put the Mabit in Chayav, was not so much that they weren't eating the Peiris. I mean, okay, remember, the Gabi that, the Beis Yosef is making. Mabit held, you got to eat the Peiris Kedusha Shviyas. So the Beis Yosef was not going to get so angry about that. Okay, so you're eating the Peiris Kedusha Shviyas. But he was angry at the Kula of the Mabit, because he held that the Mabit was Matir Achilas Teva. Because by holding that the Peiris had Kedusha Shviyas, even if the Yisrael did Gemar Malacha, they were Putter from Trumas and Nazareth, the Beis Yosef said, as Chas V'Shalom, you're allowing Klal Yisrael to eat Tevel, And that is when the Beis Yosef actually said that if his psak is not obeyed, he's going to put the mabits in chayrim. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the exact end of the story. I don't think any chayrim was ever issued on the again. You have to understand that although the Beis Yosef is considered to be the site of the Hara, the Mabit was also an enormously esteemed Pesach as well. So it wasn't like you're really dealing with people who are, you know, up there in all senses. So it wouldn't have been so pashut to do that. Okay. Now, the Svara of the Mabit is, again, relatively pashut. He is Mashva Kinyan Akam for Shemitah to Kinyan Akam for Trumas and Maisras. For Trumas and Maisras, a guy's ownership is not Mavkia. For Shemitah, a guy's ownership is not Mavkia. Right? The Mabit is Mashva the Midas. By the way, one question according to the Beis Yosef, and you raised this, but let's speak it out, is if according to the Beis Yosef, Peiris Shavias, Peiris Akam, Shagamran Yisrael is Chayav in Trumas and Maisras. That's the Shita Space Yosef. So the question is, what Maisra do you give? It's not so pashut. Because we know that year one and two, you give Maisra Sheni. Year three, Maisra Ani. Year four and five, Maisra Sheni. Year six, you give Maisra Ani. What is the second Meiser, right? So Truma and Meiser Nishan will be the same every year. What is the second tithe that you give on a Shemitah year, according to the Beis Yosef? Would it be Meiser Sheni? Would it be Meiser Ani? The pattern, again, you know, they give you an IQ test, a pattern recognition here. The pattern recognition here is not so machria. On one hand, you could say, well, Maaser Ani never has 2 years in a row, right? So you go, Sheni, Sheni, Ani, Sheni, Sheni, Ani, okay? So that would indicate that the Maaser should be Sheni. On the other hand, if the Maaser is Sheni, you'll have three Maaser Shenis in a row. You'll have Shemitah, year one and year two. So your pattern is going to be messed up anyway, because if it's Maaser Ani, you have two Anis in a row, and if it's Maaser Sheni, you're going to have three Shenis in a row. And that's inconsistent with the pattern by definition. So the truth is, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, what the Maaser Sheni of Shemitah would be, and the Eitzah they give is actually what we do anyway. If you look, and if you ever had the occasion to be Mafresh, Trumas, and Maaseris yourself, you will notice that we built into the Nusach, you know, we don't even know what year this is from. We basically say that if it's Maaser Sheni, I designate it as Maaser Sheni, which I'm paida on a pruta, and if it's Maaser Ani, I make it Maaser Ani. But the truth of the matter is, that Eitzah of doing either one works when it's a suffix, are you Mechuya, because then you keep it, a Maaser Mechaber Levaraya. But if you're actually going to give it, right, you're going to give it, so the question is, what do you do? All right, so then so again, Maaser Sheni Bizman is that we can't eat anyway. So you'd have to be paid that. And if it's a suffix, Maaser Sheni, suffix Maaser Ani, it's still a suffix, because on the Maaser Ani, you could say, Hamotzi Michavero Leferaya, because maybe it's Maaser Sheni. Right? So the Maaser, you keep it. No, according to the Mabit, you're never going to have this problem, because since the Mabit holds that the Paris have Kedusha Shavias, any Paris that have Kedusha Shavias are Potter from all Trumas and Maisras. Yeah, that's correct.
Can we call this a riot for the
Well, I don't think it's a riot because the halachas of Shemitah were basically said by Peres Yisrael. So by Peres Yisrael, there taka is no Trumas and Maaseris on Shemitah, right? So the Beis Yosef's chiddush is Peres Akum, which is a separate. Okay. Now, again, so the Mabit's Yisrael is he compares Shemitah to Trumas and Maaseris exactly the same. What's the Beis Yosef's basis to be mechalek? So you remember there were four svaras the Beis Yosef gives, and these svaras have big nafkaminas. Svara number one is that since Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, on Chiyuvim the Rabbanan, a Goy's Kenyan is Mafkia. Raya from Soria. The Gemara says, even like the Mandi Amar, that if I buy Paris of a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, I'm Chayav, because the Goy's Kenyan is not Mafkia, and that's what the Rambam paskins. But if I buy Paris from a Goy that grew in Soria, I am not Mechuyav, because since Soria is only a Chiyav Drabanan because of Kibush Yachid, so Lagabe Chiyuvim Drabanan, a Goy's Kenyan is Mafkia, even Trumas and Maestras. To halt the Beis Yosef, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan is like Soria, the Trumas and Maestras. That's Svara number one. Problem with that Svara is, to be Medame Shemitah Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, to Trumas and Maestras Basuria, there's a big problem with that comparison. Because remember that the Rambam Paskins, even Trumas u'Maestras u'Zman Hazeh is Drabanan. So how can the Rambam Paskin, the guy's Kenyan is not Mafkia, if Trumas u'Maestras is Zelt is Drabanan? So you have to be, why is it different than Soria? In other words, why is Eretz Yisrael, for Trumas u'Maestras, different than Soria? Answer, because in Eretz Yisrael, Trumas and Maestras are originally Min HaTorah. So Halt the Rambam, even when it becomes the Rabbanan, because most Yidden are not living in Eretz Yisrael, we treat it as what is called Ikra Min HaTorah, as opposed to Surya, which Bechlal was never Min HaTorah. Now, if that's Emes, then that is a refutation of the Beis Yosef Svara by Shemitah. Because instead of saying Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is like Soria, the better comparison is Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is like Trumos and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael, where originally it was Min HaTorah, it's Ikra Min HaTorah, and now it's Drabanan, and the Rambam Paskins, the Goy's Kenyan is not Mafkia, so it should be like the Mabit. I mean, you hear the problem. The Beis Yosef is Medameh, Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, to Trumos and Maestros in Soria, when the almost identical comparison is Trumos and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, where the Rambam still paskins, the guy's Kenyan is not Mafkia the Kedusha, even though the Rambam says at the end of Perek Aleph that Trumos and Maestros are Drabanan. Okay. All right. So that's okay, how the Beis Yosef is Miyashiv is not clear, but nevertheless, the Beis Yosef is Medame to Soria.
So four reasons himself?
Yeah, he says four reasons himself, yeah. Now, the second reason, no, I'm not sorry, he says three reasons. The second reason is not the Beis Yosef. Yeah, the Beis Yosef is three reasons. Sefer HaTruma, Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma says something, again, that's almost the same, but a little different. Instead of saying that even the Mandiyamar who says the Goy's Kenyan is not Mafkia, is Maida, like Soria, he says a different thing. And this would be Miyashiv. This would be Miyashiv, the problem on the Beis Yosef. That even if we say that the Mandiyamar that says the Goy's Kenyan is not Mafkia would be Machmir by Shemitah as well, to say Kedush HaShavias, that the Goy's Kenyan is not Mafkia, but clearly the one that says Yesh Kenyan would say it's Nifka, because he says it even by Truma. So Mimele, the Sefer Truma wants to say, since there's a general machlokes how to paskin, we can paskin like the other Mandi Omar on a Drabanan. In other words, instead of saying the Ein Kinyan is Maida by a Drabanan, we are simply saying we can paskin like the Mandi Omar, Yesh Kinyan, on a Drabanan. Actually, that still doesn't answer the kasha, because we don't paskin that way by the trumas and maya. The kasha would still be there. Okay. Third reason, which the Beis Yosef says, is a drasha, that the Torah says, sheish shanim tizra sadecha, sadcha leisizra, sadcha leisizra, we darshan your sadeh, don't be zareya, Avalata Zaireya Sadeh Shal Nachri, Nu Gzeres HaKasev, which means It has nothing to do with the machlokes of yesh kinyan or ein kinyan. And there'll be a big nafkin. This third reason is extremely important because I'll come back to it. Actually, let me stop there just to point out the nafkamina. Let me get ahead of myself a little bit. The Heter Mechira, why was the Heter Mechira invented? And it was invented. It was invented basically at the end of the 19th century. The Heter Mechira was not invented to take off Kedusha Shavias on Peiros. My Nafkamina, there is Kedusha Shavias, that's not a big deal. The Heter Mechira was invented as an emtsoi to permit Jewish farmers to cultivate their land and in that way not lose the ability to make a living. I'll talk a little later about the economic circumstances. But you understand that the Heter Mechira presupposes that if the land belongs to a goy, a Jew is allowed to work that land. Now let's go over this. Like the Mabit, for sure that couldn't be true because the Peiros have Kedusha. But let's ask this question. So obviously the Heter Mechira depends on the Beis Yosef. But here's the question. The Beis Yosef, remember, was not talking about, this is critical, the Beis Yosef was not talking about can a Jew work on the land of a goy. That wasn't the Shaila. Goyim weren't hiring Jews to work on their land. The Beis Yosef was talking about whether the Peiros have Kedusha, and the Beis Yosef says they don't, and therefore if I'm Gomer Malacha, I'm Chayiv and Trumas and Nisus. The question is, can you extrapolate from the Beis Yosef that if the Peiros have no Kedusha, there is no Isser of Avodas HaKarka? Because if you can't, then the Heter Mechira disappears lagamri. Because the Heter Mechira, whether or not Peiros have Kedusha Shavias, you know, maybe it's an important Shaila, but the Heter Mechira was not invented to take off Kedusha Shavias from Peiros. Farmers could live with Kedusha Shavias. That's not a big deal. The Heter Mechira was invented to matir Avodas Karka. So here is the thing. If you look at the first reason of the Beis Yosef, right? The first reason of the Beis Yosef is that when it comes to, in other words, the Beis Yosef is connecting Shemitah to the Machlokas, Yesh Kinyan, or Ein Kinyan. But if you look at the Sugya in Gittin, you see that Machlokas is referring to the status of Peiros. If I hold a Goy is Mafkia, that's because it says Digancha Ulo Diganakam. So if you're using the first two svaras of the Beis Yosef, that hafka'a is based on the principle that a goy's kinyan is mafkia, that sugya is referring to hafka'a of the produce. It is not referring to hafka'a and the etzem karka. So it turns out that based on the first two reasons of the Beis Yosef, the peiros of the nochri don't have Kedusha Shavias, but the Etzem Karka is Miskadesh with Kedusha Eretz Israel, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to be Zaireya, Chayresh, or whatever. Masha Enkein, the third reason is actually defining what type of land has an agricultural restriction. Sadcha Laisizra. Karmacha laicism. So there's a gewaldige important nafkamina between which reason of the Beis Yosef is fundamental. If the Beis Yosef's ikar reason is that Lagabe Shavias, because it's Drabanan, the Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia, based on Soria, that is a hafka on the Peiros. That's not a hafka on the land. Masha'en Kain, if you're Seimech, on the Drasha is Mafkia the Yisurei Shavias, even from the Etzem Karka. So now let me explain something. The Minhag Yerushalayim, even the Eid HaRedis, the firmest of the firm, is they follow the Beis Yosef, but but they reject the Hajar Mechira. Now, that may be, initially, that may be very confusing. Mishlam, if I held like the Ma'abed, there's Kedusha Shavuos. So for Shteitzach, I can't be Oved on land. But you might be thinking, wait a second here. If the Minhag Yerushalayim is, I can buy Arab produce. And the Minhag Yerushalayim is, if I buy Arab produce and it doesn't have Kedusha Shavuos, and if the guy did Gemar Malacha, I'm not Mechayiv in Trumas and Maisers. Which means, people don't realize this, 95% of what the Hetar Mechira is based on is Mekubal by the Anshei Yerushalayim. So what is their problem with the Hetar Mechira? So putting aside the political problem that anything the Rabbanut does, they're not going to like, which has more truth than you might say, the essential Yisoid is that they hold that the Iker Yisoid of the Beis Yosef, the Iker Yisoid, is that the kinyan of the guy is mafkia kedushas peiros, but it's not mafkia the kedushas karka. In other words, even though the Beis Yosef mentions the drasha, but they have rayas that was not the ikar, the site of the Beis Yosef. And the Melo, they say, hafkos peiros does not equal hafkos karka. And that is why they basically say, yeah, Peiros Nachri don't have Kedusha Shavuos, but that's not a heter for a Jewish farmer to work. In fact, according to this, a Jewish farmer couldn't even work on pure Arab land. In other words, not only can't I work on my land that I sold to a guy, according to this you say, I can't be an employee of an Arab who owns lands in Eretz Yisrael, because to have cost Kedusha of the Beis Yosef is only a hafka on pay rice. It is not a hafka on the kedusha of the land that has Easter issues. Now, on the other hand, we have to say the other way. Like one of the Beis Yosef's reasoning, that would be good, because Beis Yosef's drasha, Sosa Lois Israel, is a direct hafka of the kedusha of the land. Right? So that's really the fundamentals. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Beis Yosef gives a fourth reason. And the fourth reason is mamish fakert from the chumrah of the Yerushalayim Paiskin. And that is, he says, even without a drasha of sadcha, he says, this is mamish asvara hafucha, this is why it's a little confusing. The fourth reason, which is the third reason of the Beis Yosef, is actually a svara hafucha from the machmirim. But I just told you, a svara in the Machmirim that the kinyan of the Akum for Shavuos is Mavkia Kedushas Peiros, but it's not Mavkia Kedushas Haaretz. The fourth svara of the Beis Yosef says Pumfakir. He says that the whole Machlokes in the Gemara, whether a guy's kinyan is Mavkia, is only Nogea when a Yid repurchases the Peiros, Yissi Mechoyev and Trumas and Maestras. But calls a man, it is in the Rishus of the guy. The Beis Yosef says, Lechulei Alma, like all Mandiyamu, the guy's kinyan is Mavkia, the Kedusha from the ground. So by Trumas and Maestras, even if the guy is Mavkia, when Israel buys the Peiros, he does Meruach. But by Kedusha Shavuos, there's no pa'ula the Israel does. It all depends on growing from the ground. And the Beis Yosef says, mamish pekert, from this chumrah, that the ground, while it is in the rishus of the Akum, vadai does not have kedushas Yisrael. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. The peiros are nifka because they come from ground that was nifka. That's what he says. Aye, so why would they be chayiv and trumas and maestras if it came from ground that was nifka? Zakti Beis Yosef, because the Yisrael did meruach. Shavuos has no meruach. Everything is totally on. So like the fourth svara is mamish, the yisoid of the Hetar Mechira. So basically what's interesting is that of the Beis Yosef's four, he says three, but of the total of the four svaras, why Peiros Nachri don't have Kedusha Shavuos, the first two would not matter Avaida Sakarka, and the last two would matter. So literally, within the Beis Yosef itself, augmented by the Sefer HaTruma, you have a 50-50 issue whether Avaida Sakarka would be committed. Right? You hear that?
How much in Beis Yosef himself, of his three reasons, which two were about?
The truth of the matter is the Beis Yosef seems to emphasize the last reason. So the truth is that that's a big insight for the Hetzer Mechira, that he taines that the machlokas of Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan is only when the Yisrael is chazer v'lokeach the peiros and does meruach, but kol zaman the ground belongs to the Akum, even the man the Amar that says Ein Ein Kinyan would say the guy's Kinyan is not here. Now, I should emphasize as well. That's the Sefer Truma just adds. He just adds Shemitah being Drabun, and therefore we could be Mekel and Paskin. In other words, Sefer Truma says, Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan is a Machlokes in the Gemara. So on a din that is Drabanan, we could be Machria like the Man D'Omer that says Yesh Kinyan. No, because once again, that only argues that the payers don't have kedusha. That's not a hefker for that
kedusha. Two out of the three bases themselves are more than.
Now, one second. Two out of the three. That's correct. Out of the Beis Yosef's three reasons, two would support the hefker mechira, and one would not. Sefer Trum also wouldn't support the hefker mechira. Now, there's out of the four reasons, two support, two do not support. Out of the three that the Beis Yosef mentions, two support and one does not support.
Is that contemporary of Beis Yosef?
No, he's a Rishon, but a little after the Beis Yosef. No. That can't be. He's after the Beis Yosef. No, he's an early Achman. He's after the Beis Yosef, but he's an early Achman.
I'm saying so.
That's correct. And in fact, I have to say, not only is the Beis Yosef 2-1 in favor of the Hetzer Mechira, but in fact, in terms of the weight that he assigns to his lumdus, he actually is machshiv the lumdus of reason number four in a very powerful way. Now, reason number four is analytically a very sure sword, because again, let's think out reason number four. What does reason number four say? Reason number four is saying the following. We have a machlekes in the Gemara. Is a goy's kinyan mafkia, or is a goy's kinyan not mafkia? One Mandi Amr says a goy's kinyan is mafkia, and therefore when I buy the peiros, I'm potter. Another Mandi Amr says a goy's kinyan is not mafkia, so when I buy the peiros, I'm chayiv. A machlekes. So zakti beis yosef asay. The machloikes in Hasheleach is when I buy the peiros and I do meruach, if the guy's kinyan is mafkia, I'm pater. If the guy's kinyan is not mafkia, I'm chayv. But the machloikes is the guy's kinyan mafkia is only because I bought the peiros and I did meruach. But until I buy the peiros, everybody's maida. That calls them on, the karka and the peiros are by the guy, is mufta. Now, what's the Beis Yosef trying to say with that? Let's take it by Peirush Rish, without even going to the Hetzer Mechira. The Beis Yosef says, since everybody's Maida, that calls a man, it's by the guy, it's Mufta, that is why the Peirush Shavias of a guy don't have Kedusha. Wait a second, that's a non sequitur. Because you aren't telling me that once I buy it, right, there's a mandamah, there's the guy's not mafkia, so when I buy it, I'm going to have kedusha. The answer has to be, the Beis Yosef says, no. Because if it loses kedusha, in order for it to come back, there has to be some maisa mitzad the Yisrael that's mechayev it. So by trumas and maisras, we have a maisa called meruach. By peiros shavias, there is no pa'ula that Israel does other than the etzem growing on his land.
So the vegetables, by vegetables, there's the kitose. It sounds like kitose, the chayim, so the kitose.
No, so I agree with you. So that might be so. But once again, if you bought it, all right, so maybe that would be the interesting question. Maybe like the Beisheshev, if you bought it from Mechubah Lekarka, maybe so. But the Cholopachas, once it's Tolosh, there is no Maisa that's Mechayim. But here's the question. The Beisheshev says this. That's why the Beisheshev says that the Mechayim of Trumas and Maisers, if I hold Ein Kinyan, is the Maisa Meruach. By Shavias, there's no Mechayim. So everybody's Maidah, it doesn't have to do Shavias. But here's the question. How can Meruach be a Mechayim? I mean, if you're telling me that calls a man the land is there in the Rishus of the Goy, it is Mufka from Kedusha Saaretz, then the Peiros that grew in the Goy's Rishus are Ke'ilu, their Peiros that grew in Chutz La'aretz. So if I buy Peiros Chutz La'aretz and I do Meruach, what's Mechayev it? In other words, how could the Beis Yosef say it's Mufka Rishus Goy, but Meruach is Mechayev? So the emes is interesting. The emes is, if you look again at Perek Aleph in the Rambam actually says the following din, Drabbanan. Peiros Chutz La'aretz. In fact, it's such a din. Forget about a guy. Peiros Chutz La'aretz. That are brought to Eretz Yisrael. And your Geimer Malacha, Yisrael is Geimer Malacha in Eretz Yisrael. Peiros Chutz La'aretz. Archayev in Trumas and Maisras Midrabbanan. So the truth of the matter is, you're accumulating Rabbanans on Rabbanans. Because remember, the Rambam holds anyway, Trumas and Maisras was Manazeh, even if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, and even if the Yid was Gomer Malacha, it's Chayev Drabbanan. We then have another Drabbanan, that Teres Chutz La'aretz, if the Meruach was in Eretz Yisrael, are also Chayev Drabbanan. So, based on that,
understanding that
Mufka
means
the Gomer. That's the Pashas. So based on that, then in the Rambam, although the Beis Yosef does not explicitly shtel su that din, but it could be that was Pashatim, that's the Dimyon. So that's really the Dimyon here. The Beis Yosef learns the following getter. That, yes, the Rambam Paskins, a Goy's Kinyon is not Mavkiya. But the Kesed Mishnah says, a Goy's Kinyan is not Mavkiya simply means that it is considered to be Chutz La'aretz. But it's not Mavkiya so that if a Yisrael does Meruach, he will be Chayev in Trumas and Maisras, Midin, Peiros Chutz La'aretz, Shenichnasu La'aretz. Therefore, Lagabe Shvias, where the Goy's ownership will be Mavkiya. Now, what you get from this last Svar, which the Beis Yosef seems to hold Iker, is you get two Nekudas. That the din of Hafka'ah is not only like the Mandi Amar that says, Yesh Kinyan. If I hold Yesh Kinyan, there's Lagamri Hafka'ah then for sure. But even if I hold Ein Kinyan, that just means we enable the Meruach to be a Mechayev. But Kol Zman, it's by the Goy, the Karka is Mufka, and therefore the Beis Yosef says it's not a Stira. Yes, the Rambam Paskins Ein Kinyan, and Meruach is Mechayev, but Lagabi Shvias, it's Mufka Lagamri. That's one thing that you see. The second thing you see is that this would be Mavkiya, the Kedusha from the lands, not just from the Peiros, and therefore that would matter Avedas HaKarka. Okay. And the third thing you see is, and this is very important too, this does not depend on whether Shemitah is Derabbanan or Deoraisa. This would work even if Shemitah is Min HaTorah. As opposed, you see again, you see the Nafkamina here. The first Svar of the Beis Yosef was saying that the Heter is, the Baal Shemitah is Derabbanan, we treat it like Surya. That was Taka Shver. The last Svara is that no, even if Shemitah is Daraisa, Kol Zman, you don't have a Maisa HaMachayev like Meruach, the Goy's Kinyan is Mavkiya L'chulei Almin, that's even if Shemitah is Daraisa. So the fourth Svara will have two extra Kulas. it's not only mafkia kedusha shviyas from the peiros, but it would matir avodas hakarka. And svetins, not only does it do that when shemitah is drabanan, but it even does that if shemitah is the arise. Yeah.
I would think that that's the last part you just said. That
The truth is, you might be correct. You can condemn it because I'll tell you the shaila. Because the fourth swara is saying that there's a machlokes yesh kinyan or ein kinyan, but that machlokes is only if it's chazar v'lokach Yisrael and he does meruach. But kol zaman, it's by the goy, it's vadai nifka. Okay, that's the Reish Yosef. Now, the question is, maybe I spoke too quickly. The question is, kol zaman, it's by the goy, it is nifka, and unless the Yisrael does a maisa hamachayev, it remains mufka. The question is, Taka, what is the it? Yeah, you're correct, Ali. What is the it? Like the Reish Yosef saying, kol zaman, it is by the goy, it's mufka, and it remains mufka until the Yisrael does a maisa hamachayev. The question is, what is the it that is mufka? You actually are correct. There are some paiskim, even in this fourth swara, we say the it that is mufka are only the peiros. The peiros are mufka until Yisrael does a maisa hamachayev like meruach. And since by peiros shviyas there's not a maisa hamachayev of meruach, the peiros remain mufka. But legabe the land, even the Beis Yosef's last svara didn't intend to say the land is chutz la'aretz, and therefore legabe avodas hakarka it would be usur. Some do learn the Beis Yosef that way. But the Beis Yosef's lashon, it's a kesef mishnah, actually, it's not a Beis Yosef. The kesef mishnah's lashon seems to be that the siba of the hafkah is that the land itself has the status of chutz la'aretz b'shus akum, and that lumbus would matter
Rabbi Yisrael. According to that, if the land is chutz la'aretz, that's only called mamre, it's
not a mechayev. That's not a mechayev, because a Jew can work on chutz la'aretz. What? No, one second. If a Jew acquires it, maybe then it becomes Eretz Yisrael again. But he works on a guy's land, unless he's kind of a chazaka. In other words, if you're telling me land owned by a guy, kol zaman, it's owned by a guy, is mufka from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then a Jew working on it is the same thing as a Jew working on a field in Arizona or whatever, Pennsylvania. So, you know, it wouldn't be, I mean, the working itself is not a maisa mechayev. Now, I do have one aruch on the meruach thing. In other words, looking at meruach as a maisa mechayev, and you could shtel through the din of peiros chutz la'aretz, if it's merch in Yisrael, I think there's still a problem there. Because if you remember, the Rambam, and this may be a kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, I think it's a strong kasha on the Kesef Mishnah Svara. What are we paskin? We paskin that peiros akum shemerch in Yisrael is chayiv in trumas and maishas because a goy does not have a kinyan to be mafkia, and there's only a patur if a goy did the gemar malacha. Now, do you remember we learned a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid? What do we mean that the Yisrael did meruach? Do we mean the Yisrael bought it and then did meruach? What if a Yisrael did meruach as an employee or a shaliach of the goy? So this machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid Taka says that if the goy owned it at the time when the Yisrael did meruach, it's pachah, because it was owned by the goy at the time of meruach. And the din that if a yid does meruach, it's chayiv, means he bought it and then did meruach. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam actually learns that even if the guy owned it all the way through, And Yisrael did Meruach. And then either he bought it afterwards or another Yid bought it. The Rambam holds it's going to be Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris because it was Mircha and Yisrael. Now, and the problem here is this. If you're going to learn that the Kesef Mishnah says the ownership of a goy, Kol Zman the goy owns it, is Chutz Laretz, then how could the Meruach of a Yisrael, I mean, if Israel did Meruach while it still belonged to a goy, that's a Meruach that took place in Chutz Laretz. See, Bishlam, like the Ravid, such a svara can work, because you can say, oh, as long as the goy owned it, it's Chutz Laretz. When I get those peiros, and now they're in Eretz Yisrael, and I do Meruach, it's Chayav Drabanan, so when I buy it from the goy, that's like bringing the peiros from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. But like the Rambam, if I'm doing the Meruach while it still belongs to the goy, that's like doing Meruach in Chutz Laretz. So the Kesef Mishnah's lumdus that even though the goy is Mavkia, now maybe if you learn it's only Afkon the Peiros, maybe that would work. But if you learn, like the proponents of the Hetra Mechira, that the Beis Yosef is actually saying that the goy is Mavkia Kedusha Sa'ares, but Meruach is a Maisa Mechayim. That does not work when the Israel does the Meruach while it still belongs to the Goy. That can only work if the Israel does the Meruach after. So the Chayra, that I think might be a Taina on the Hetra Mechira Hezbro of the Beis Yosef. Because, yeah, I mean, that might be a good argument why the Beis Yosef shouldn't be understood that it's Mavkiya, the Karka of the Kama. Okay. So it's Mesubach. I mean, the Beis Yosef, the truth of the matter is there are kashas on it, depending on how you understand it. Now, I haven't addressed at all Los Achanim and the Isra of selling. That'll be a whole separate mitzvah. I'm just addressing, assuming the sale to the goy is a valid sale, what impact would it have on the ability to work the ground? Does it matter a yid? Because remember, without that, the Hedra Mechira is Ivaru Batal. I mean, to simply discuss the Hedra Mechira in terms of whether the Peres of Kedusha should be, that doesn't help anybody. That's Lo Maila. The site of the Hetra Mechira was to create a mechanism where Jewish farmers would be permitted to farm their land, and that depends totally on how you touch up the base Yosef. Okay? So that's what time is it? Okay, maybe then we'll stop it. Okay, so next time we'll look at Lo Sechanim, we'll look at some of the present of that, which is really a separate sugya.